Jebi ga. Komplicira se.
Unikompleks. Oddaja, v kateri razgaljamo že povsem razgaljeno in tako imenovano odprto univerzo in nje tegobe.
Tveganje nezaželene učinke rešujte samo organiziranjem in sindikalnim delovanjem.
These are the times that try men's souls. In the course of our nation's history, the people of have rallied bravely whenever the rights of men have been threatened. Today, a new crisis has arisen. Citizens, hear me out. This could happen to you.
Transnacionalni študentski kongres v Marburgu ali kako premisliti mednarodno študentsko organiziranje.
Nemški Marburg je manjše mestece, ki je od srednjeveških časov eno izmed najpomembnejših nemških univerzitetnih središč, v iztekajočih se oktobrskih dneh pa je služil kot razlog za to, da smo se slovenski udeleženci transnacionalnega študentskega kongresa pred odhodom do konca življenja naposlušali šal o tem, da gremo pravzaprav v Maribor. V resnici je bila to tudi edina stvar, ki smo jo vedeli o kongresu in o tem, kaj nas tam pravzaprav čaka, ko smo se na zgodnje sončno ponedeljkovo jutro 28. oktobra odpravili na pot v center Evrope. Transnacionalni študentski kongres je prvi dogodek, ki se je v zadnjih letih odvil na področju mednarodnega povezovanja študentskih aktivističnih skupin. Ob tem seveda ne gre zanemariti različnih konferenc in srečanj, ki so potekala s skupno agendo povezovanja in izmenjave izkušenj, vendar so bila ta pogosto omejena na lokalno ali državno raven, v najboljšem primeru celo na kontinentalno. Transnacionalni študentski kongres v Marburgu 2013 oziroma na kratko TSC si je zadal pogumno nalogo preseči te okvirje in poskusiti ugotoviti, kaj se zgodi, če pod eno streho za 5 dni nabereš skupaj študentske aktiviste z vsega sveta. Poziv k udeležbi, ki je bil poslan že v začetku poletja, je na koncu po mnogih zapletih uspel privabiti približno 35 udeležencev iz 13 različnih držav. Kljub majhni udeležbi na kongresu je težko zaobjeti njegovo organizacijsko in vsebinsko strukturo. Že sama beseda transnacionalni nakazuje na to, da je šlo za izjemno organizacijsko nalogo. Kljub temu, da končno število ni odgovarjalo približno 200 sprejetim začetnim prijavam, so morali organizatorji ves čas zagotavljati obstoj materialnih pogojev za izvedbo tako obsežnega projekta. Število udeležencev se je namreč med pripravami na kongres kljub strogo postavljenim rokom, ta upevana nemška natančnost, ves čas spreminjalo, predvsem za tiste udeležence, ki so si morali za potovanje pridobiti potovalno vizo. V povezavi s tem obstaja tudi grenko smešna prigoda o skupini študentov iz Palestine, ki je v Nemčijo očitno uspešno prispela, potem pa se je nehala odzivati na telefonske klice. A preden se preveč zapletamo v organizacijski aspekt kongresa, si je treba za začetek postaviti vprašanje, od kje je pravzaprav ideja za njegovo izvedbo. Nam je odgovoril eden izmed organizatorjev kongresa, aktivni član platforme International Student Movement, MOU.
Yeah, initially some students who are from Egypt and studying in Marburg, they approached the student union and they said that they want to arrange some sort of exchange between a student movement in Cairo, more particularly at the Misr International University, and because they're struggling there for better conditions and stuff, and because they are now in the process of setting up a student union themselves at the university in Cairo. And so they were thinking, yeah, let's create some sort of exchange that could come to Marburg and then experience how things are done here, and we could also learn from them and about their struggle, and that's how it started. And then some of us thought, yeah, let's make it transnational, you know, why limit it to Egypt and Germany? And we published a call going out to activists around the world. Yeah, getting the finances was actually not that difficult. I think in other parts of the world it would be much more difficult to actually get the amount of money. But here, since the student unions are generally quite well off, since memberships are compulsory and therefore students automatically pay a certain amount each semester to the student union, so they are quite powerful structures which we have at many universities. But of course, it depends on the coalition at each university how that structure is used. But yeah, we approached many student unions in different cities, and around, I don't know, 8 to 10 of them, they decided to support the Congress and gave us some money to turn this idea into reality. And also the Marburg Student Union, of course, supported the initiative. And there also the Education Union, they also supported us.
Pri finančnem delu projekta velja prav tako omeniti, da sta bila za vse udeležence krita bivanje in prehrana, ter da je že od začetka kongresa obstajala možnost, da udeleženci zaprosijo za finančno pomoč, ki bi jim omogočila prihod tudi iz tako odročnih delov sveta, kot sta na primer Nepal in Šrilanka. Kljub dobremu začetku priprav na kongres in optimistični zastavitvi, pa je prišlo do hudega kadrovskega osipa, ki je na koncu rezultiral v zgolj 4 organizatorjih. Ti so se brez vsakršnih predhodnih izkušenj zagrizano spopadali z zapleti, kot so pač vedeli in znali. Pri tem je pogosto prihajalo tudi do vsebinskih sporov, več o tem pa nam je zaupala Jasmin, soorganizatorka kongresa.
It was really hard to organize it, but only because we were only a few. Some people came and left, and some people joined us and left their unfinished jobs. So the team had its own problems. I think this is also part of the beauty of this experience, because we were organizing this and we thought, okay, this is going to be hard, but we're still doing it because we see the importance of so many people from different backgrounds and different cultures and different university coming together in one place. We see the importance of it, so we just stick hard to the thing we're doing here, and we'll just achieve it and make it happen. Because at some point I thought, okay, I'm really tired now, I want to stop this, I don't want to continue this whole congress anymore, I just want to stop and go home and focus on my studies. But then, at some point our meetings were for 8 hours and 6 hours. This was really much, especially when you have university and we have lectures, and we have a life other than a congress. The only thing that kept us going was the importance of this to us. And each and every time we had to go through a very long discussion, because we come from different backgrounds. This is something no one can ever forget, that we also, the organizing team, we have our differences. We have different political opinions, we have different cultural opinions, we have different opinions about everything. So we had to discuss everything. We had to go through the capitalism discussion, we had to go through the Palestine-Israel conflict discussion. We had to go through each and every discussion, because we couldn't accept everyone from those who have applied to the Congress because of these discussions. We had, for example, 200 students who have applied for the Congress, and we thought, okay, we can't invite everyone because some of them are not part of emancipatory struggles. They are actually part of the majority who is oppressing the minority.
Tudi iz vsebinskega vidika je kongres ponujal nastavke za dinamično diskusijo in različne poglede na trenutno stanje. To nam je povedal že pogled na program in naslove predavanj, ki so varirali od znamenitih 20.000 glavih študentskih bojev v Quebecu, protestov v Egiptu in zasedbe univerze v Romuniji, do državne represije študentskega gibanja v Šrilanki, novih družbenih gibanj in privatizacije šolstva v Nepalu. Temu primerno je ustrezala tudi struktura udeležencev, od tistih, ki se v aktivističnih vodah gibljajo že leta in so imeli priložnost izkusiti uspešne intervencije, do tistih, ki svojo pot komaj začenjajo in še iščejo načine. Raznolike teme pa so nakazovale tudi različne ravni bojev, o katerih so spregovorili udeleženci. Medtem, ko se nekateri spopadajo s policijskim nasiljem in celo s političnimi umori študentov, se drugim zatakne že pri mobilizaciji študentov za kakršnokoli akcijo. V Vsak udeleženec je torej izkušnjam primerno prišel na kongres iz različnih razlogov. Zaramija iz Libanona in Dino iz Egipta je kongres predstavljal možnost učenja načinov organiziranja v neugodnih političnih razmerah. Ram je bil namreč zaradi organizacije protestov izključen iz univerze, Dino pa skrbi pomankanje ciljev študentskega gibanja, ki se v Egiptu po njenem mnenju s protesti zgolj odziva na menjave režima, nima pa lastne vizije boja. Več o tem pove tudi v izjavi.
We are in a transition period now. And although we used the revolution, but it didn't take place after then in any political participation, any parliamentary or even the presidential elections, although we can. But I think we a bit have like a gap for us as a youth between understanding of the political context and going for demonstrations and protests, and we don't have a better understanding of how to undergo through organizational framework and to work for politics, but in an organizational way, mm-hmm. or in a more organized way than rather doing a demonstration. Because I just got upset from the demonstrations that we already had in Egypt, because it always end to the outcomes that we don't look up to. Mm-hmm. So youth always take part in the demonstration or set it on fire, and then the others took it over.
Medtem ko se nekateri udeleženci tako srečujejo s konkretnimi oblikami boja, pa so drugi obupani nad njihovim pomankanjem. Tako je recimo avstrijska študentka Lana razočarana nad pomankanjem interesa študentske populacije za kritično diskusijo. Priznava, da se situacija v Avstriji na prvi pogled ne zdi pretirano slaba, vendar jo skrbi, da ravno zaradi apatije študentov ne bo mogoče ustaviti destruktivnega trenda komercializacije in privatizacije v visokem šolstvu. Poupanje za nadaljnje boje sta prišla na kongres tudi Joric in Rolf iz Nizozemske, kjer pa preomenjeni trend že pošteno kaže svoje zobe.
You know, it's always a step when the government takes a step too far and people are like, well, we're just not going to take this. It's always first a reaction, and then it's like, well, there's got to be a reason why we're so mad about this. And then there comes a story and a whole, you know, fundamental critique about the system and your own alternative for that. And then you begin expanding on that and building a movement. And, you know, it's mostly our jobs to...
discussion.
Yeah, and to help the students see that, you know, this is that step already, not wait until it's, you know, farther, and thoughts that lie behind that of, you know, how important education is without, you know, talking about getting a job or, you know, just about emancipation.
For us, for me personally, is that I have hope again, because we've done this for a couple of years and I turned really cynical, and coming here and seeing international struggle and we're united, it's not just one shitty group of people doing it in Amsterdam, is really what I am looking forward to take home to my party.
A tudi v državah, kot je na primer Kanada, kjer sta se mobilizacija in zagrizanost študentov v času grožen z dvigom šolnin uspešno manifestirali do te mere, da je na tisoče študentov vzdrževalo več tedenski pritisk na vlado s vsakodnevnimi protesti, je mogoče zaznati upad aktivizma. O tem je na kratko spregovoril tudi Karel, ki je bil intenzivno prisoten pri takratnih bojih.
I think it's because we have a so strong movement last year. Now it's like the down of the wave. So people are still organizing, but I think they need a threat to be active, and they need to feel that there is an enemy that we can overcome and that we can fight.
Kljub različnim izkušnjam študentskega boja so se udeleženci transnacionalnega študentskega kongresa tako zagotovo lahko strinjali vsaj glede tega, da trenutna situacija ni nič kaj rožnata. Prav vsak se na svoj način srečuje z istimi težavami, in sicer s privatizacijo in komercializacijo znanja ter z njima povezanimi stranskimi učinki, kot so prelaganje dela na zunanje izvajalce, onemogočenje dostopa do študija slojem z nižjim ekonomskim statusom in enormni dolgovi po koncu študija. Nemalokrat pa tudi pomankanje podpore akademske skupnosti in rigidnih struktur univerzitetnih organov. Slednje se je žal premalokrat problematiziralo, prav tako pa se je v diskusijah le redko odprlo vprašanje o tem, kaj pravzaprav točno pomeni svobodno in emancipatorno izobraževanje, ki ga kot glavni cilj postavlja tudi platforma International Student Movement. Premislek o tem bi si seveda zaslužil svoj prispevek na tej točki, pa naj služi zgolj kot dodatna predstava o različnih teoretskih izhodiščih in konkretnih aktivističnih pristopih udeležencev. Ti so prehajali od bolj radikalnih in strukturiranih pristopov do tistih bolj spontanih in naredi sedaj premisli kasneje akcij. Dolgoletna aktivista Karel iz Kanade in Alex iz Romunije, ki sta imela izmed vseh udeležencev po vsej verjetnosti največ izkušenj z različnimi načini organiziranja, sta izpostavila naslednje uspešne pristope. Z pristopa direktne akcije je svoje nasvete podal Alex.
It's been like 4 or 3 years now since I got like into a hardcore direct action line of activism. So for now, I kind of think that empowering and actually reaching a certain state of actually getting conscious to actually challenge the establishment and actually change things is through direct action. Okay, you have to have guidelines in your mind from certain perspectives, but actually doing things and change and actually acting in any way by the end of the day, you know, to sort of say will actually define your perspective, you know, or act and then see how it went, you know, act first.
Z vidika gradnje strukturiranega in kontinuiranega gibanja, ki predstavlja večni problem organiziranja, pa je svoje nasvete podal Karel.
The success of it was the education of popular education or political activities that we can there was so much activism that was born or made during this strike because people have never experienced it before, and now they are they have tools to fight back. So I think that's maybe the most important thing. It's maybe more important than to have stopped the raise of tuition fees. And on the other hand, the tips, I think one of the most important thing for us was to have built a community before, a community of struggle before, some activism that were ready to make, to engage in the project and to have made it possible because we took the time to organize, to have structure, but also to let the people have their own way of fighting. And if the people wanted to be in the big structure, in the big union, they could. If people just wanted to do more street stuff, they could. So, and everybody could merge together to fight. And I think the anarchists have been there, the socialists, the communists, even the social democrats. So we tend to unify the left, rally the center, and isolate the right.
Vse lepo in prav bi lahko rekli na tej točki. Kongres je torej ponujal veliko materijala za premislek in priložnosti za učenje in povezovanje, vendar še nismo na točki povzemanja. Še prej moramo v že odprta vprašanja, ki jih je dosedaj odprlo poročilo kongresa, dodatno zarezati, iti še globije. Ob vsem tem si je namreč treba postaviti tudi vprašanje, ki se je ob pogledu na seznam držav udeležencev odprlo že pred začetkom, in sicer čemu se kongresa niso udeležili predstavniki tako imenovanih zahodnih držav. Ti imajo na področju študentskega boja neprimerno več praktičnega znanja glede učinkovitega organiziranja, načinov protestov in pritiska na institucije, ter na vse zadnje izkušnje masovnih gibanj. To bi lahko nekomu, ki prihaja iz države, kjer se situacija pasivizira že leta, dalo upanje in odgovor na to, ali je sploh mogoče karkoli doseči. Opaziti je bilo mogoče tudi pomankanje aktivističnih skupin iz Nemčije, celo podmladek Die Linke se je odzval šele po izrecnem povabilu na skupni sestanek. Opaziti pa je bilo mogoče tudi popolno odsotnost študentov Marburške univerze. Kako to? Mnenja organizatorjev se na tej točki razlikujejo. Vsi priznavajo, da je možen razlog dejstvo, da so se sami tako zelo lovili pri organizaciji tega projekta, da so bili premalo uspešni pri bolj učinkovitem oglaševanju. Spet drugi vidijo možne vzroke tudi drugje. Nekaj nam jih je zaupal organizator Mo.
I can only say from my experience at the international student movement that they don't seem to be really interested to get involved on the platform. On one hand, it's probably a language barrier. On the other hand, I think that they themselves are so convinced that they are strong enough in their struggle because they are really strong movements, and therefore they don't really see the need to connect transnationally. I just had another point, but I forgot it.
Okay, thank you. Oh, maybe just, you know, why do you think that also from Marburg, so few people actually come to attend the lectures? I mean, maybe if we just leave the question of groups actually participating with their own contribution, but also just pure participants. I mean, I do imagine that you spread the news around from each possible way, so why do you think that's...
Well, one factor is that we were just 3-4 people preparing this, so we concentrated most of our efforts into actually getting people from outside of Marburg to Marburg, and we didn't really have resources to also propagate this congress to the outside within Marburg. But another factor is also that also in Marburg people don't really see the need to connect transnationally, I guess. I mean, that's my impression. I've been working on this issue for a few years already, and I can also see from the feedback that there's not real a strong interest to connect transnationally. I'll try to work with those people who are interested, also if they're outside of Marburg.
Četudi gre za osebno mnenje sicer dolgoletnega aktivista, za trenutek predpostavimo, da ima prav. Ob tem se nam takoj pojavi vprašanje, in sicer, če ima MOU prav, ali to pomeni, da se študentje nismo sposobni prepoznati v bojih drugih študentov po svetu. Navite se zdi, da gre za enoten boj. To je boj za brezplačno, vsem dostopno in emancipatorno izobraževanje, ki ga res da v določenih državah vršijo na drugačni ravni. To, da v končni instanci naj bi se vsak boj zvedel in izvedel na osnovnem principu. Torej tako, kot se glasi geslo platforme ICM, One World, One Struggle. Kje se torej zatakne? Ali se z odnosom študentskih gibanj držav centra do tistih iz držav periferije dogaja isto kot z odnosom držav centra do držav periferije? Na nek način se zdi, da so storile še korak naprej. Ne usiljujejo svojih idej o domnevno pravih načinih organiziranja, kot se recimo to dogaja na ravni držav s pomočjo bruseljskih direktiv. Temveč so preprosto pustile, da se aktivistične skupine na začetku svoje poti znajdejo po svoje. Celo države, kot je na primer Grčija, ki potrebuje podporo mednarodne skupnosti, obenem pa ravno zaradi situacije, v kateri se je znašla, poseduje nabor bogatega aktivističnega znanja, se kongresa niso udeležile. Seveda se te izpeljave zdijo pretirane in nedvomno v mnogih primerih ne držijo. Da obstaja potreba po povezovanju, izkazovanju solidarnosti in organizaciji skupnih akcij in da je zmožno preseči kulturne in ekonomske razlike, so na vse zadnje dokazali že udeleženci kongresa sami, če tudi v manjšini. In konec koncev se po vseh preposlušanih panelih in večurnih pogovorjih zdi, da se mednarodna študentska skupnost kljub vsem razlikam prepoznava v boju za skupni cilj. Tesnobno vprašanje, ki ostaja v zraku, ne glede na pozitivno vzdušje kongresa, pa je, ali se je ta ista skupnost sposobna prepoznati tudi v skupnem boju. Kaj je torej pomen takšnih kongresov in kakšen je njihov potencial? Ali gre zgolj za iskanje motivacije za nadaljevanje bojev in deljenje izkušenj, ki je lahko v najslabšem primeru predstavitev v stilu "glejte, kaj smo mi že vse naredili"? Ali lahko takšna srečanja ponudijo tudi možnost za oster kritični premislek načinov tako posameznega kot skupnega boja ter posledično organizacijo konkretnih skupnih akcij? Ali pa vsak po koncu odide domov s polnimi usti solidarnosti in povezovanja, kar v praksi pomeni dostop do skupne mailing liste in profil na aktivistični platformi Rise Up? Glede na to, da je bil takšen transnacionalni dogodek organiziran prvič, je na tej točki težko presoditi, kakšen bo rezultat na dolgi rok. Nedvomno pa je pokazal na kar nekaj težav, ki pestijo mednarodno študentsko organiziranje. Vendar izjava soorganizatorke kongresa Jasmin morda nakazuje na možnost, da to ne bo zadnji dogodek te vrste in da bo morda služil kot izhodišče za nov kongres.
It doesn't have to be, you don't have to have hundreds of people here. We only have to have people who are really struggling for emancipation, because there are only a few. And being around people who have been, I mean, I was sitting in a circle of three people, and the one was saying, "Yeah, I was beaten by the police," and the other was saying, "Yeah, I was beaten and imprisoned by the police." And then I thought, okay, they're all like real. I mean, in Egypt, for example, I see people being beaten up the whole time, and it's very, it's very new for me to see people from other countries who are also being oppressed and being beaten by the police and being ready to put their life in danger in order to reach what they believe in.
Za začetek bi bilo že dovolj, da bi se študentske skupine začele bolj aktivno vključevati v platformo International Student Movement, ki sicer vsebuje velik potencial za snovanje skupnih akcij, vendar je odvisna zgolj od samoiniciativnosti posameznih skupin. Zato bi razširitev komunikacije in volja do sodelovanja prinesla že prve vidne rezultate. Za dosežek kongresa pa bi lahko šteli tudi dejstvo, da je omogočal priložnost za odprtje diskusij, kjer so se teoretske predpostavke soočale z vzniki spontane ideologije in tako zahtevale aktiven premislek in refleksijo vseh udeležencev. Pomembnost teoretskih paradigem in izhodišč, na podlagi katerih se študentski boj vrši in se v prihodnosti še bo, ter njihovih zmožnosti poenotanja množic, je zagotovo točka, ki bo še potrebna nadaljne krepitve. A vendar je na tem mestu pomemben aspekt tudi ta, ki ga za zaključek na podlagi dolgoletnih aktivističnih izkušenj ponuja študent Ryan iz Severne Karoline.
So I'm a bit of a theory geek, as you can tell. And during Occupy, I was reading a bunch of books. I was the ones I was having out there, and I was getting all these higher level theories from them. But then I ended up sitting down in Zuccotti Park. I sat down in Zuccotti Park and I was reading one of these books, and one of the original occupiers came along, and he just sat down and put his arm around me. He's like, "So how you doing, man?" And I'm like, "I have no clue who you are. What's up?" And he's like, "I see you're reading about communization. What's that?" He's like, "I don't really read those types of books. I'm just really into, you know, agitating and stuff." And I told him the whole idea, and he sits there and he goes, "I don't really have any room for that. I just see people trying to do stuff. And the more that I can help them, maybe the more they can help me, we can get along. And, well, organizing is based on friendship." And I'm sitting there reading this, like, high-level Marxian theory book, and Marx never said, you know, revolt was based on friendship. And after going up to CIAC and attend their congress and kind of go to a number of other student power convergences, I actually agree wholeheartedly that revolt is embedded within friendship.
Z Za zaključek premisleka o transnacionalnem študentskem kongresu v Marburgu se po vsej verjetnosti zdi izbira takšne zadnje misli preveč naivna in morda celo pogubna za nadaljne študentsko povezovanje. Spada namreč v kategorijo tistih lepih misli, ki jih radi navržemo kot prijetno zvenečo floskulo in so v svojem bistvu neuresničljive, obenem pa odvračajo pogled od sistemskih problemov. In če jih povrhu navrže še Američan, se zdijo te lepe misli še toliko bolj klišejske. Tako nižajo potencial upora prek usmerjanja pozornosti na raven, ki ne more proizvesti drugega kot jadikovanja o grdi človeški naravi, ki noče biti priljudna so ljudem in si ne želi skupnega delovanja. Morda res, a uspešne revolucije pač ne bomo mogli biti odtujeni z ramo obrani. V nemškem Mariboru je o prihodnosti študentskega organiziranja razmišljala Klara O.
Delujejo v, bom rekel, nestimulativnih razmerah. V razmerah, v katerih nimajo nobene zanesljivosti, nobene varnosti. Lejte, kaj se lahko zgodi v takem sistemu? Pa tudi recimo pri profesorjih kasneje. Lahko se zgodi to, da se začne cel sistem obnašati neracionalno.